Welcome to the Whole Damn Vibe podcast. I'm your host, Steph Wharton, and I'm on a mission to help folks realize you can have a life that's a whole damn vibe. You can create more white space in your calendar, take up new hobbies, and do more of the things that make you truly happy. Tune in as we discuss all things taking up space, making scary decisions, and unapologetically breaking the rules to build the business and life of your dreams. One of the favorite things that I love to do through my coaching is being able to help folks realize that who they are at the core in every way, shape, and form is enough. And it's exactly what's needed in order for you to take up more space and talk about the things that you're passionate about, right? To make more money through your speaker identity as a thought leader. Because there's a million ways to run a business. There's millions of people in your own industry. Like if we look at exactly what it is that you do, let's say you're a coach, maybe you're an online service provider, maybe you even sell products. Like there's going to be a million people who sell similar products or the exact same products or who have the same frameworks or at least similar frameworks, right? Like we're all out here trying to do good in our own ways. But at the end of the day, there's so many other more people who can do the exact same thing, even if it's on their own with their own unique spin, let's say, right? They have their own unique positioning. Cool. Amazing. But at the end of the day, it's the same or similar solution. It's the same or similar results. It's the same or similar product delivery, whatever that might be. What I love about the conversations that I've been having with my clients is they've been getting really freaking deep. So for context, I work with a wide array of people. Like ultimately, it's humans with hearts, right? It's people who care deeply about their community. They care deeply about the world, about making a difference, a positive difference in the world, about changing the lives or even just the business of the clients and the people that they work with. But I specifically do end up working with a lot of women of color. I work with a lot of Black women, a lot of Asian women, a lot of Latinas, a lot of queer folks, neurodivergent folks, just people with either visible or invisible diversities and differences that shape who they are. It shapes how they have taken up space up until now. It shapes the conversations. It's their own lived experience can essentially bleed into everything that they do, everything that they believe that they're capable of. And it's so incredible. Like a lot of the conversations we've been having are around your ability or your right, even just the ability, the capability to take up space and to share your story and to share your unique perspectives. And for that to be so freaking impactful, for almost for that to be the differentiating factor, right? And that's a concept that I really believe in. Inside of the Speaker Experience Mastermind, I actually have an entire module all around brand embodiment. And it's really tapping into all those different identities, into your personal brand, into your thought leadership, into everything that makes you who you are as a brand, as a person, as a business owner, and being able to embody that and like showcase that, right? Being able to embody and live through, like walk the walk essentially, right? Like live through your brand so that other people can experience that. They can experience everything that you're all about, what you believe in, what you stand for. And through that, you're building such deep connection and you're magnetizing people to you who resonate on a much deeper level and who genuinely want to work with you. They want your help. And that is such a powerful way to stand out in the market that is so overly saturated and not in a bad way. I think the fact that the market, whatever your industry is saturated is amazing because it means there is such a demand for this and such a passion for this that there keeps being more and more and more people becoming coaches, becoming online service providers, starting that business, like creating that amazing product or service because there's a demand for it and because that work matters, right? And that's actually one of the conversations I've been having recently with my clients. And it's the fact that what you do matters, right? And especially because I work with people who have such big hearts. Like, if you're tuning in, you're probably one of those people too who just like really cares about helping people, right? So when you start to take up space, one of the fears that typically comes up is that I'm going to ruffle some feathers, right? Maybe you're worried or scared that you're going to offend somebody. But when you are who you are, when you genuinely care, when you come from a good place, everything you talk about, your perspective, your lived experience, first of all, is yours, right? Yeah, your lived experience is true, is real, is something that you went through. You talking about that, sharing that story as a way to connect with others, to help others feel seen, there can never be any wrong with that because it's something you personally experience, right? It's not about offending people, it's about sharing your truth. Some people might relate with it. Some people might not relate with it. They may not have gone through the exact same things throughout their life and their upbringing and even their current reality. And that's okay. But it doesn't change the fact that your lived experience is real for you and for a lot of other people. And as you embrace your speaker identity, that is something that you get to lean even more as an entrepreneur, as a leader, as a human being, right? To share your story, your lived experience, your perspective, how you see the world, how you see the industry. That gets to be something that you share with people. And trust me, especially with a lot of the people that I work with, whether you're queer, whether you're a woman of color, whether you're diverse in your own unique way, a lot of these folks, what ends up happening is you don't see people that look like you, right? You don't see people that either look like you, that sound like you, that think that you like you, that love like you. And when you don't see your own diversity being reflected in the online space or being reflected in the world, it always feels like you're alone. It always feels like there's something wrong. It feels like you're the only one going through this experience. And it's hard. It makes any struggle, any moment where you're feeling like you're experiencing something hard, something heavy, it makes it even more isolating, right? So for you to be able to share your story and share your perspective, whatever you're comfortable with, right? Like, you don't have to share your entire story, but whatever you do share, that's an opportunity to connect with people in a much more meaningful way versus just always putting this pressure to like be the expert and share value. And it's like, yeah, that's all cool. Like, to be able to educate and teach and like share your concepts and like what you specialize in is really freaking awesome, because at the end of the day, that's what you do for a living and that's how you help people. But to be able to shift perspectives for other people, to be able to help them feel less alone, to feel like they finally belong, that there's somebody out there who deeply understands them, that is so much more impactful. When it comes to speaking, when it comes to taking up space, to being an influencer, to, and I don't mean in the traditional like, hey, I'm gonna be an influencer and like promote brands and like that kind of stuff. I mean in like a leader, impactful human being kind of way, where you influence people, right? Like, you help them, you help them see things differently, you help them come to realizations, you influence them to feel either better about themselves or whatever that might be, right? You get to step deeper into that identity by sharing these truths, by sharing your story, your truth, your unique perspective. And that's something that you get to do as a speaker, right? And as you build those relationships, as you share your truth and help other people feel seen through your story, through your experience, then yes, you get to use that speaker identity, that part of your brand, you get to use that hand in hand as part of your business brand. The more that people connect with you, the more when they need your support, the more that they want to work specifically with you. So it works very full circle, right? Like, your speaker identity gets to be a part of your business. It gets to be a part of how you create impact, of how you help change the world and help raise more awareness and more visibility and representation for who you are as a human being, for the people in your community, for people who shared similar beliefs, right? You get to do that. You get to be a part of the movement to help bring in that beautiful diversity, all those different perspectives that are so different based on where you come from, your upbringing, what you've gone through. And you also get to use it as a way to connect with the right kind of people, right? Connect with like-minded people who share those values and those experiences, or at least respect and value those experiences that you have had, even if they have not had similar experiences themselves. And you get to collaborate with these kind of people, right? You get to speak on their stages. You get to share your story on their podcast. You get to interview them and have them speak within your communities. Like, this gets to be a very collaborative, unified space where you collaborate with people so that you can both share. You can both essentially amplify each other's voices and each other's truths and each other's stories. And through that, not only speaking opportunities, but you get to attract people who want to work with you. Because finally, there's somebody that, yes, has a solution from like a business standpoint that can help them, but also who understands them as a human being, who really sees them and is going to be able to connect with them in a way that other people can't, right? Your unique perspective is going to do so much more for your business and your ability to create more impact, both for other people and within your business in terms of creating reach and revenue, than anything else could possibly do. I'm really excited to introduce you to the Ultimate Speaker Experience. This is a series of three programs that take you on a journey as you confidently embrace your speaker identity to amplify your impact. The vibes are all about speaking on stages, making five figures from one event, and starting the movement to create real change in the world. There's Visibility Tour, a challenge where you embrace your speaker identity for 30 days to attract speaking engagements out of the blue. Then there's the Speaker Identity, a mini mind where we curate your speaker portfolio and map out an intentional visibility strategy to attract clients out of the blue. And finally, the Speaker Experience, a mastermind where we'll amplify your brand, leadership, and speaker identity as you step into your most sustainable and impactful business model yet. Ready to create more reach and revenue than ever before without sacrificing rest? Apply through the link in the show notes right now or DM me the word speaker on Instagram to get all the details and to join the speaker movement.